We need the minister badges. You're already on it. Okay. We do train our ministers here, so we want you to know if you want prayer, please approach somebody with a badge, and if you don't have a badge, please don't pray over anyone. Not because you're not able to pray, but because we just want everyone to feel safe. So those who have been trained here will be badged so you know who they are. And we pray in partners. So I want to welcome Kate back this morning. Man, there's so many people, I can't even find a face when I'm looking for it. There she is. Yay! Our college girl. Tuesday night. We're getting to where we have a lot of nights. Tuesday night, we have a worship time and some Bible reading study with Steve and Cheryl here at 7. Wednesday night, men's meeting at 7. Do we have any Thursday nights yet? No? I don't think so. Friday night, we have worship and whatever happens on Friday night with Dave and Janaya and Hannah and Dudley, my son-in-law. And then on Saturday night, we have worship followed by intercession, if that's how he leads, at 7. So just about every night. Coffee bar is open every Tuesday through Friday from 11 to 4. So drop in and have coffee and get prayer. Yeah, Tuesday morning, 10:30, we have inner healing, if that's how he leads. See, God gets to change everything, change schedules, do what he wants. So it's just, that's the plan. But he can mess up the plan too, whatever he wants to do. So we're going to invite Nate to lead worship. And we want you to know it was just so fantastic last week. You are welcome. If God has a song on your heart, if he has a worship, a poem, a word, you are welcome to come and join. You're welcome to stand up in your seat and... Where's Tom? Is Tom here? No Tom? Oh, with his dad. Oh, and Tom Phillips, Big Tom, is in the hospital with his heart problem. So please remember, we need to pray. God, we just lift up Tom Phillips to you right now. And Lord, we ask you that you would just bless him and heal him and encourage him. And Lord, you've placed him there for a purpose. So may he seek you and let you have your purpose in him while he's there. May people come to know you just because he's there and he took you there with him. Thank you, Jesus. I don't know why I felt a little hesitant. I'm just not quite sure we're ready to move into worship yet. So we're just going to wait a minute. Okay. All right. Let's just wait a minute. God, what is it you want to do? What do you want to do now, Lord? We're waiting on you. Maybe you need to ask him. Maybe he'll tell you.
Look at the sign over the door. Look at the sign over the door. Is that what you want? Okay, that's what you want? Then just stand with me, Dave, because you want it. Is there anybody else that wants that?
anybody else want that? Some people can't see it.
The coolest person I've ever met is Jesus. How about you? You know what, Father? You are so precious. I told you a long time ago, you have given me everything. You loved me so much that you, after setting up the bounds, the example, the standard of righteousness, of holiness, what is right, and then the payment for sin, after setting it all up, you said, now the only payment for sin is death. And what I'm going to do now is I'm going to become one of you, and I'm going to robe myself in flesh, and I'm going to step out of eternity down into time. And the only difference between you and me is that I'm not going to sin. So that at the age of 33, Harvey, I could become your substitute and take everything that you deserve as a wretched sinner. And you became my substitute. And you died in my place. You gave everything for me. And I remember 33 years ago, in August, on a bus, knowing you over a year, but just you drawing me closer, riding to Cobo Hall with a church group and singing, "Please take me, break me, mold me, and make me. I want to do thy will, O Lord." And you dealing in my heart. And I was praying that song as we were singing it. And you gave me the thought, because I kept saying, "I want to give you something." And you just kept saying, "All I want is you. All I want is you. I don't need your offerings. I don't need what you can do for me. I've got everything I've got. All I want is you. I want your love. I want your attention. I want your focus. I want you to come hang out with me." And so I decided, after meditating on that for a number of days, that I wanted to give you what you wanted. I wanted to give you something better, but all you wanted was me. And I just said, "Okay, you gave up your life for me. I'm going to give up my life for you. So here's my life. It's not my life anymore. What do you want? Where do you want to go? What do you want to do? I'm going to take my little patties off the steering wheel." And then a few years ago, I heard myself praying, "Father, I just want to spoil you." And that's what that sign's about. Father, we want to give you everything you want. Because you have given us everything we need. And we're so... I'm so sorry that I take you for granted every day. Every day I'm able to get vertical. There's a couple of people we know right now that are in the hospital and they can't get vertical. And we take it for granted. We take our breathing for granted. We take your mercies. We take your blood. I just read that verse this morning, Revelation 1:5, "Unto him that loved us and washed us from our sin in his own blood." You took the form of a servant and said, "I'll do your laundry and I'll wash your wretched sin. And I'll wash it in my own blood with my life." Thank you, Jesus. You are the most precious, incredible, totally awesome, don't even know how to explain how awesome you are.
Amen.
Person. And what we want to do is give you this service.
I think there's a couple testimonies here. Who wanted to say something this morning? Who had a testimony? Something to share? Oh, I thought Janaya was working her way up here. This is your chance.
I just want to say how awesome God is. My son celebrated his 11th birthday on Friday. And the biggest birthday present he got is that he's home now. Amen. He's home to stay, and he's never leaving until college. So, God got me through a lot this past year. It's been a rough year, but I have a lot of character now, and I have a lot to be thankful for. And Amen. God is just so awesome. He's just so awesome. And I just want to thank everybody here for all the support and hugs and prayers and encouragement and listening, even when you probably couldn't understand me because I was crying so hard. And so, thank you. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, God.
Someone else? Abby.
Yesterday was my first time hunting a buck, and I was for sure that I wasn't going to get anything, but my mom prayed before I left, and I ended up getting a 9-point buck.
Wow.
I'm very thankful for
that. God, please forgive me of being jealous. I don't like her right now. So, I need you to help me to love her. Thank you, Jesus.
The greatest gift the Lord gave me was my comedy. And I really appreciate it.
All right. That was awesome. Anyone else?
I just want to, I have like a total like praise. I gave my testimony here like a month ago and said that God had told me who I was going to marry, and that this guy didn't know, and it was really hard because I knew for like 6 months and I was doubting it, and there was no reason why I should believe in it for any other reason but that God told me, which is a good reason, I guess. But the situation was just really hard, and 2 weeks ago this guy told me that he knew I was the one for him, so now we're dating, and that's just like really, really awesome. Cecil in the back, it's his son, and he's in Germany right now, so if you could just keep us in your prayers, that God would just reveal timing and just strengthen us. Yeah, but just like total praise to God, because he was totally faithful even when it was hard, and when I was doubting and stuff, he remained faithful, so yeah.
What's sweet is Jonathan knew it back then too, and he didn't tell you. It's sweet, boy. If you're their friend on Facebook, book watching this thing, you know, it's so cute. I go out and tell other people. You want to hear a good love story?
Something about God. Sometimes we live in me, and then thank you. Didn't go to church today, and then we worship, and then we go worshiping, and dance around, and
we go and learn about Jesus back in our class, don't we?
Right. And we go back and learn in the class, and come back out, and
thank you. Sure.
Oh, last week I was, I'm going through a difficult situation. That's about all I'll say, I guess. But last week I was feeling some of that. I don't doubt God loves me, and I don't doubt that He is good. But last week I was just saying, Lord, would you just give me a favor, do something good for me. And in I had taken a class in diabetes education and got the bill that wasn't covered by my insurance. It was $750 that I owed Sparrow Hospital. But they sent me an application to have the bill either reduced or even paid. And last Saturday I got that letter in the mail that said, your bill is paid in full. So I thank the Lord for that. And the Lord also stirred me up to pray for a job where I'd make at least $3,000 a month. That maybe seem a little bold for some of you, I don't know, but that's just what the Lord put in my heart. Minimum of $3,000 a month. Tomorrow I have an interview with a job that the salary ranges between $40,000 and $60,000 a year, so just pray for that, if that's where God wants me. He'll open that door. So, thank you.
Amen.
Good morning. I'm kind of stepping out of my comfort zone here, but
the Lord deserves to get all the glory. For the past 2 years, I've been fighting for custody of my son, and it's been one of the most trying experiences that I've been through. A lot of prayer has gone up to the heavens and to the Lord that God will deliver my son out of the environment that he's been in. And I've had to humble myself through a lot of experiences, a lot of physical attacks, a lot of emotional attacks and words from people, and God has pulled me through, and there's been a recommendation through the courts that I get physical custody, and I want to give them thanks and praise right now for it. And I've been laid off for a year, and I took that opportunity to really put all my time into the courts and to seek out guidance. And I just got landed a job with almost the same pay as I was making my last job I was laid off from. I started Monday. Everything is just falling into order because of my faithfulness and God's strength to hold me up through the storms. And there's light at the end of the tunnel if you just stay strong through any struggles you're going through, and you give the praise to Him and you pray to Him, God will answer. It's in His time. It's not our time. It's in His time, and I just want to thank Him right now.
Amen.
The night before, last night, Mom said, "What do you want to pray like?" And I said, "I want to be preaching and teaching and praying like the wind." And she kept me up half the night. So, hi-bye.
That little boy's in ministry training. And nothing has made him happier in his life than to be allowed to come on Saturday night and pray with us. He is thrilled to have a privilege to just get to come and pray. That is so awesome. I asked him last night, just God led me to say it. I said, "So, Carson, what do you got to say? What has God got to say about Iran?" And he said, "He's getting ready to do some big miracles over there. Lots of miracles over there." You want to know what God's got to say? Ask a child. They'll go find out for you. Well, we're going to preach before we sing today. God's going to switch it up today. So, yes, we're going to do that backwards too. We're going to send the kids back, and then we'll bring them back out when we worship.
Okay, kids, come on.
I just want to tell you a verse that the Lord has been working on me and Gary a lot over, and here Harvey can tell you the reference, and it's "By this shall all men know ye are my disciples, by the love ye have one for another." You know the reference to that off the top of your head?
John
13:35. Okay. Well, God has laid it on Gary and I's heart to minister love and the Lord to my little sister and her husband. And her husband is a paraplegic. So basically he cannot do anything but watch TV or read. And I went over there a few days ago and he said, "Do you have any magazines or books or anything I can read?" And I said, "Well, what are you interested in?" And he said, "Trivia." So I went home and I prayed about it, and God laid it on my heart to give him the game Trivial Pursuit. I didn't have it. And I said, "Okay, God, that does sound like a good idea, but I don't have $25 to buy this man this game." And so I just kind of laid it aside, and me and Gary went garage sailing, and right there was the game. Brand new, with the plastic on it, none of it opened, worth $25 for $2. When God lays it on your heart, He provides the way.
About 15 minutes ago, I believe I heard the Lord say, I want you to go up there and kind of like share my testimony over music. And almost in a prayerful way, just thanking Him through the... speak thankfulness and some of my days over the last many years. And I said, God, if you want me to do that, you got to confirm it, because it doesn't make any sense to me in my mind. I really don't want to be up here right now, but I'll be obedient if it's His will. And then the worship leader that was up here before spoke to somebody who was supposed to come and speak, and that God wanted to move in a way, in a special way today. And then I said, God, if you want this, you confirm it. And then I heard a lady speak. There's a young man that's supposed to come and move. So if I get it wrong, folks, I just ask you to forgive me. And God, if we've got it right, then you have the glory. And what I did hear is that this man that's singing right now, he's supposed to just keep playing. He was the one that I saw in the Spirit was supposed to play. So here goes. Father, I just I thank you. I need your help, Lord, for this. I thank you for the day in that truck, Lord. How you reached down and you held me, oh God. I was gonna take my own life. Cried out to you. Hallelujah, Lord. Give me a peace into my spirit, oh God, that I can speak this testimony, Lord. Have your glory in this place. I was driving down I-94, oh God, crying after you. Yet the devil was right there, oh God, trying to steal. I cried on your name, Lord, and you filled that truck with your presence. Hallelujah. You gave me vision, Lord. Hallelujah. You gave me vision, Lord, of a new life in you. And I cried out. I said, Lord, whatever tools you'd have me have. Hallelujah. Whatever people you'd surround me with, oh God, that I might have strength to serve you, Lord, bring them on. Hallelujah. And you took me out of that dead letter church, Lord, and put me into a place where people sing and dance and move by your Spirit, oh God. I remember the day, Lord, you said, get down on your knees and praise me, Andrew. I didn't even know what that was like, Lord. I remember the day, Lord, after a 3-day fast, you said, raise your hand, son, and praise me. And you touched my hands. You put healing in my hands, oh God. I praise you for that, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. I felt your presence so strong in that place. I'm here to tell you that God's ready to put healing in your hands. Hallelujah. He wants to touch your hands, that you might touch those people's hands. Hallelujah. hallelujah, he's an example. He set an example for us of how we're to live our lives. Oh God, I'll never forget the day I got that word. And I saw that dream I'd be going to jail, Lord. Yet you gave me a peace in my spirit. Hallelujah. You said, son, you're going to jail. Will you praise me? Oh God, I'll never forget the day that that attorney that we paid ran away. And I went to jail, oh Lord. You sent like an angel of a man, oh God. And he came in that jail, Lord. And he's your man, hallelujah. You used him, Lord, to give me strength to stand even in that place. And you moved, oh God, you moved. See, we can speak God's word even in jail. Hallelujah. He'll move through us even in those places. Hallelujah, Lord. I praise you for that. Father, I remember the day where you said if I'd lay hands on that bride, oh God, that you'd give me a son. Hallelujah. That you'd make the barren womb fruitful again, oh God. Hallelujah, but you didn't tell me that she was going to take him away. Oh, I praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, I never forget the day that you told me to go to Burning Bush. And I hadn't seen that little boy in 3 years, Lord. And there he was on the street that very morning, oh God. Hallelujah be your name. That little boy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. I praise you for the way that you're moving upon these families' lives, oh God. Father, I remember the day last week when I submitted that little boy to you. I don't even know what that means, oh God, but may you help me submit my children to you, Lord. Hallelujah. And the testimony last week, Father God, was by my mom, who hasn't seen that little boy in 3 years, too. He called her up. He said, Grandma, I'm waiting for my daddy to pick me up. Woo! Woo! Hallelujah, Lord. I remember the day I asked you to move by your spirit upon those children, oh God, that I can't see. And you're faithful. And they tell me stories that they've seen your angels, oh God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is the God that we have an opportunity to serve. He doesn't work in logic. As Jason said earlier, he takes us out of our comfort zone. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. I'm just going to ask this out loud. I'm going to tell you guys a story. Just real quick, that man that came through that jail cell when he didn't have to, out of the blue, I didn't even know him only a couple days before then, is sitting in that back row over there. He's got a yellow shirt on. And I believe with all my heart the Lord had me tell him to come here, that the Father of God in heaven, Father God in heaven has a word for him through somebody in this place, maybe even through several of you. And I'm just going to ask you right now to go and minister to my friend. He's the man that ministered to me when I was all alone in jail. And I know that God's doing a mighty work in his life. He's bringing him to a whole new plateau. Hallelujah. I just want to challenge everyone in this place right now to close your eyes and listen to the Lord sing over you. Hallelujah. Haven't I told you to ask my son. Heaven, you heard it said that if you ask, it shall be done. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Haven't you all heard? Unless you receive my kingdom like a little child. Haven't you heard? None receives the kingdom of heaven unless you receive it like a little child. Lord, I praise you for allowing me to see these children, oh God, and the way they rely on mom and dad. I thank you, Lord, for the ones I hold. Teach me what your word is, oh God. I seek you, Father, to teach me more and more. Just to lay in your arms like this little girl today. And to put away my stinking thinking. And to just rest in your arms. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father God, I ask you, forgive me this day for the times I've rushed ahead. For the times I've not waited on you. I seek you, Lord. You've given me things to do, but I've lost my way. I cannot function without your vision, Lord, every day. And I praise you for making it so I have to lean on you, oh God. Hallelujah. You said that you come that the blind might see. And I promise you, if you'll just ask the Lord, I'll never forget the day that I realized that dreams and visions are ours. I'll never forget the day that the Lord revealed that to me, and I just started asking like my little children do, and they just keep on asking, and they keep on asking, and they keep on asking until I answer them. That's the way He's called us to receive Him. Hallelujah. Some of you have this gift of intercession, yet I see like these, there's those that, in fact, there's some specific people in this place that I believe the Lord is speaking to. You have this gift of intercession, but the cares of this world are choking that gift. And I hear the Lord say, He said it the other day through a young lady. He said, if my people will humble themselves and pray, I can... Ooh, hallelujah. Father, I remember that day, ooh, when you showed me that woman, oh God, you wanted me to pray. And I got down on my knees, Lord, it was early in the morning. And I sought your face on her behalf. Hallelujah, Lord. Next thing I know, I hear a report, oh God, of that car at 4 o'clock in the morning being hit by a semi tire in total, Lord. Yet you kept her safe. Hallelujah. 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 If my people will humble themselves and pray, I will move. I will move this day, says the Lord. Hallelujah. If we would spend as much time seeking His face as we do watching TV and rambling on about stuff. Yes, Lord. Let her, Yes, Lord.